have Tim Alexander here. Tim, I talked to Chris. He's not able to make it today, so we have a full hour. This long segment, let's start off with the topics. And I think we need a we want to stimulate activity, because out there, I know if we take our stick and hit the, they call the radio bushes. A couple of notes of interest. After the show every day, we do a recap. We'll do a recap today after the program. And I'll do a kind of an autopsy in some of the discussions we had with Dr. Bob Thiel, who I disagreed with on the issue of whether or not Trump is a Christian. He's not a great Christian, but he's a Christian. Like, I would say 90 to 95% of so-called Christians in America, both Catholic and otherwise, on major or minor issues are, quote, apostate. Doesn't mean they're not Christians. If we were to stand in front of Jesus today at the judgment seat, a lot of us would look like we have, quote, filthy rags on us covered with fecal matter. But we're still his, even if we're all screwed up. Okay, so I want people to understand we need to pray for our leaders like Donald Trump. We need to lead them and also make sure they're our servants. And we also need to deal with the issues honestly. And one of the things that I like about Trump is even if they don't like his necessary analysis, it's honest and it's straightforward. As much as the facts he has, like he thinks he's going to stop the illegal heroin coming into New Hampshire if he puts up a wall across Mexico, not. You got to stop the CIA and the FBI and the Department of Injustice bringing the damn drugs into the country in collaboration with these so-called cartels, which we work with. So just putting up a wall, you need to also have a rapid immigration process. And as I say, you want guest workers to get bottled water in an air-conditioned buses so you arrive here well-hydrated and in good physical condition, not dying in the damn desert because they're human beings. We also need to make sure the wall is there to stop OTMs other than Mexicans that thinks it's a good idea to do terrorism on American soil, and which, of course, the government wants. They're panting it for it because the bilateral, bipartisan bill for domestic security is probably already being made by battalions of attorneys just waiting for Obama's 9/11 event so they can take the last vestige of our rights and get rid of alternative radio and make sure that everywhere you go, you've got to show not only your papers, please, but your biometric chip implanted in your body or tattooed on you or your iris scan to justify you can walk into a shopping center or go to a stadium. And people say, Dr. Deagle, you're exaggerating. I said, look, I knew these things before 9/11 happened. And people was like, you're really crazy, Deagle. How long have you been on a day pass? But nowadays, I get very few people who are willing to argue with me. And believe me, arguing with Dr. Deagle, because one word that I want people to grasp here on this show and in person, I will provide you free health care. I'll do all kinds of things for you. I'll give you vets, supplements that reduce costs. I'll do all kinds of things. But I won't take a scintillion of crap from anybody, family, friends, or anyone. Number two, if you threaten to kill me, you better be ready to die yourself. Okay? Now, number three, you need to understand this. I want good questions from people. I beg for good questions. I don't care if you're a grandmother with grade three. If you've got a good question or point, I'm teachable. But if you think you're going to get away with ad hominem attacks with Dr. Deagle, you're a fool and you're going to die in your foolishness intellectually. And if you want to intellectually do mixed mental martial arts with Dr. Deagle, I will make you tap out in 30 seconds. Okay? So that's the facts. It's basically, this is the stadium. This is, in a sense, Radio Las Vegas. And the stadium is 12 to 3 Central Time and afterwards on our live stream show, which goes over to Vimeo. And we want you to know that we're trying to empower because we love you. Even if you think we're ticking you off, we've got to understand we have the love of God for you. We're praying for you out in the public. We're praying for our politicians. We're praying even for our evil leaders like Hitler, Iran, and Clinton. Because the genesis of these evil people like Obama is they're shattered human beings created by their evil parents and affiliates so they could be a basically wet-wired flesh for the evil side. It says in Ephesians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities and powers. We're dealing with damaged brothers and sisters that are minions of Satan.
Dr. Okay. Bill, in kind of that ballpark, I'd like to comment on something. I just posted the first uplink today on my newsletter.
Good timing, Tim, because I was just finishing, so go ahead.
Roger Stone has made a very interesting statement. He said the Cruz dropped out of the race because of the JFK revelations connected to his father. Now, that's very important for several things. First, I want to say
that was up on Drudge, by the way, too, and we talked about that.
Yeah, that his meltdown, which actually took place on Election Day morning, happened right here in my hometown of Evansville. I didn't know he was speaking until he was already done, because there really was hardly no advance publicity on it until late that night, and I didn't happen to hear about it. It's probably a good thing, because I would have been there, and he probably would have flown across the room, because, you know, the guy that got in his face and called him lying, Ted, to his face, oh, I would have done far worse than that. Here's why it's so important. You see, Trump is a real street fighter. You hit him, he's going to hit back. And he knows how to play with a big boy.
I'm a trauma doctor, too, and I had lots of patients where I had to break arms, punch people their lights out, or literally dislocate their shoulders because they tried to kill me in the emergency or trauma room. Okay? So you need to be a street fighter. And by the way, you need to be a street fighter in the spirit, too. We're really not just dealing with human beings that are, we call stupid or evil. We're dealing with a demonic entity that's avataring our brothers and sisters, including those like Hillary Clinton are doing evil. This woman and people like Obama, they are, have been monstrified by literally their relatives who have offered them up to Lucifer and his minions. That's what's going on here.
Well, Roger Stone knows Dr. Mary, what's her name, Baker, I believe it is, who was down there with in New Orleans with Lee Harvey Oswald, who worked for the CIA, and she knew Ted Cruz's daddy, and she said it was his. She confirmed that that photo
By the way, she also was working on the bioweapons projects that were in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And Lee Harvey Oswald was a bioweaponeer. Did you know that?
Yes.
Right. He was actually a government stooge who was actually in a different floor of the building. We talked about this with Roger. So.
He may have been behind the derailing of the assassination that was supposed to take place in Miami. The police in Miami got wind of something was going to go down, and they went to the alternative site, which was Dallas. The Meyer Lansky was deeply involved in all this.
Yeah, but the chief guy, according to,
was Lansky's kind of home turf.
Right, but the chief guy behind all of this was LBJ, who was a psychotic maniac, okay? And there are lots of people that didn't like JFK, including the Pentagon, because of the way the Bay of Pigs went. The Israelis who wanted nuclear materials, and he was not going to give them nuclear materials. I know this from my classified access in the nuclear industry, taking care of employees working on these classified projects, including taking care of the guys making our nuclear detonators for our warheads. I know lots of extremely classified stuff.
Well, there were two touchings of the third rail by JFK shortly before he died. One was the authorization of the printing of vast numbers of $5 silver certificates. Remember, this was 63. The $5 bill was worth about $50 today.
Right, and by the way, that bill was actually backed by gold, and it also was going to replace
silver.
The Fed Reserve, or silver, I mean, it was going to replace the Fed Reserve note, and he'd really ticked off the Fed Reserve and the global bankers. And again, remember, this is what happened with Muammar Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein. Both of them said they were going to make a gold-backed trans-Islamic state currency. Dinar or whatever. And in fact, you can say they ticked off the globalists in a lot of ways. The thing that finally resulted in their death warrant was the fact they were going to make a gold-backed currency.
Yeah. The second touching of the third rail by JFK was the absolute determination of him and his administration to shut the Dimona nuclear reactor down.
Exactly.
To prevent the Israelis from acquiring nuclear weapons.
Exactly.
And, in fact, the Prime Minister of Israel ended up resigning over the issue, although that wasn't made public. But he insisted that they take Kennedy out. Now,
right.
Kennedy, a week before he was assassinated, said that there was a plot to basically enslave all Americans, and he was going to get to the bottom of the plot and expose it. He said that a week before he was assassinated. So you could say that was kind of the third rail that he touched.
Do you know why he got honest? You know what made Kennedy honest? You're pausing. I see you're starting to think.
Well,
I'll tell you what it is. Okay, it's very straightforward. When you get a terminal illness like cancer or serious illness and you have a come to Jesus moment that you have, and he had Addison's disease, which is very serious adrenal failure disease. A lot of people have adrenal dysfunction, but you get full blown Addison's, your time on this planet is limited. So when John F. Kennedy had the Addison's disease diagnosis, he knew he was going to meet his master in heaven. Okay? So
and
he
also
decided,
the Cuban Missile Crisis, I think that was kind of a come to Jesus moment because we came very close.
By the way, you have to know this also. Americans need to know this as a fact. Although we had placed what we call radar installations in Turkey and elsewhere looking at Russia and their missile systems, that after the so-called Cuban Missile Crisis, they did not remove the nukes from Cuba. That's why Cuba was left alone for decades. Did you know that? Those nukes were there for decades. No, I know this is a classified source.
They kept some secretly there, but the missile systems were removed.
No, they weren't, actually. I know this from classified sources. Some of the hardware was removed. They had sufficient missiles to target Washington, D.C., and the New York City, et cetera, and other major capitals. And they had those systems in there, which is why do you think Fidel Castro continued to maintain this 90 miles off the Florida coast? I mean, we could have taken our Navy and gone in there and just taken them out. The reason is
the way I perceived the story was that was the deal.
The deal was to leave nukes in place. We literally, it's what's called a Mexican standoff with Russia. We had a knife at their throat, they had a knife at our throat, which is Cuba. And after the so-called Cuban Missile Crisis, part of the thing is externally they were trying to say, we won because the missiles were removed. It's a lie. And in fact, LBJ covered this up afterward because it's part of the deal that happened to make certain that nobody ever found out that there were still a large number of missiles still in Cuba, which is why we left the communists alone there. And Cubans know this, too, by the way. They're high up in the government. They know that there were still Russian missiles there, and the Russians were... You know, people don't understand Mr. Putin's such a nice guy. He's still a dictator. He's taken a cut of everything in Russia, which is why he's worth $40 billion. He's a player. He's a globalist. So don't think Mr. Putin is Mr. Perfect Guy either. Okay? So people believe
he's
that.
The thing is, one reason I was hesitating... The Kennedy boys chased everything with a skirt on. Both Robert and John had been involved with Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah.
Granted, if you were a man in those days and Marilyn Monroe came after you, that would be very hard to turn down. But
by the way, Marilyn was not an idiot.
Their father was a scoundrel, but the mother was a good Catholic, a very good Christian. In fact, she was a papal countess. Very few people know that. But the old man donated a few million or whatever, an enormous sum to the Vatican. And back at that time, they were still creating titles because the Vatican had been the...
I didn't know that. Now informing me.
She was a papal countess.
No, I didn't know that. Oh, God, that's amazing.
The two elder Kennedy boys were a bit conflicted. They were Christians, and yet they chased everything.
Marilyn Monroe, by the way, was although she was had this narcissistic personality, had all this thoracic surgery, and was good looking and so on, she was very intelligent. She wasn't an idiot, and she actually discovered a lot of these things by being with these top level guys, the Kennedys. And the reason, and she did not commit suicide, she was suicided.
Oh, no.
All of the autopsy reports and other things, she was killed. Okay, so she knew too much, and they took her out. So. Well, we have to understand Marilyn Monroe was too far deep inside the inside of knowing the guts of the ugly system. And that's why I warned her.
What they tried to do, they tried to tie her suicide to the Kennedys. And their brother-in-law, what's the English actor? He got there early on and he cleaned the place up. And there was a high-level thing going on with the Attorney General of the United States and the local authorities. But her house had been wired, was bugged. It was very complicated. But anyway, getting back to this cruise thing, see, why this is so important is Trump, through his friend that owns the National Enquirer, published on the front page of the National Enquirer this picture of Lee Harvey Oswald standing on the streets, and we've seen that picture many times, in New Orleans.
Right.
One of the people is Ted Cruz's dad. And that, that lifted the rock, and look at all the maggots under that rock. And that wasn't even 911. That goes back, I mean, I was a child. I was in the eighth grade, okay? I'm 65. That goes back to the coup d'etat, and it was a coup, that with an assassination of President Kennedy that put LBJ and then Nixon and just a whole series of crooks in the White House, that it, and these people have been destroying America ever since. And this is what why Cruz had his meltdown on a restaurant on the West Side, which I've been to many times.
Yeah, what was that meltdown? Yeah. I heard it was pretty bizarre. What did he do? He went out and he even went under a bridge or something. He did something really bizarre. What did he do?
Well, he said actually it was the kettle calling the pot black. He said Trump was a habitual liar, and you know, just went on and on and on about him. And basically, what I heard, when I heard it, I thought, well, everything you're saying, you're describing yourself, not Trump. He freaked out. And why he freaked out? Because he knows the secret of the Kennedy assassination, and really a lot of Americans do. It's been long since ceased being a secret. But he knows his dad played a key part in it.
But remember now, his father, if I remember correctly, his father was a Cuban. Is that right?
Yes. Well, again, and I'll have to tell you another story about Indiana and its connection to this. A voting fraud activist who was an attorney in Indianapolis, he was behind the Rubio sex, sex party, the phone party leaks.
Yeah, the phone boy party.
He was found dead on the eve of Indiana's primary, and our primary was Tuesday. Okay.
Right.
The Indianapolis police immediately ruled very quickly that it was a suicide. I strongly suspect he was suicided. Now, there's a link between Rubio, his Cuban family, and Cruz's Cuban family, and that common link takes us back to Barlansky and the CIA. Rubio said that his parents came here, they had fought against Fidel, and then they were refugees. That was proven to be a deliberate lie because they actually came over 2 years before Fidel overthrew Batista. Now, Rubio's...
Why would he say those things and when it could be proven by documentation?
Because he's a compulsive liar. People like that would rather lie to you than tell you the truth because they have Satan in them.
By the way, both Ted Cruz and both Kasich, Rubio, and Ted Cruz were totally in the back pocket of the Bush crime family. And by the way, Roger Stone goes over this.
That's where I'm going with this. Rubio's parents worked for Meyer Lansky and his casinos in Cuba, and Lansky brought them to his Las Vegas casino operation. They weren't refugees. They were working for the top mobster in America.
Wow.
And Cruz, his Cuban father was deeply involved with the CIA and with the assassination of President Kennedy, which involved not only the CIA, but was basically run by the CIA and Meyer Lansky. Meyer Lansky's chief operative in Dallas was Jack Rubenstein, known to the public as Jack Ruby.
Oh, my.
It all goes back to this little clique, this foul, dirty clique that did a coup in the United States, which we called the assassination of President Kennedy, and from that point on, things began to go down in America.
I'm going to give you a little...
That's why Rubio had his little meltdown in Evansville, Indiana, Tuesday morning, and by Tuesday night, when he got a good butt-kicking, and it virtually was a landslide for Trump, he just threw in the towel and said, I'm out.
Wow. Good analysis there, Tim. That Tim has hit it out of the park again. I hear the crack of the bat. I hear him see you running around the bases. You can saunter because the ball is out of the park. You can hear the whizzing sound and people cheering. Go, Tim, go. Back in a moment.
Good one.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Like me, you're probably sick of waking up at night, constant interruptions during the day, and even spoiled romance. Well, Americans across the country are using a product called Prostate Revive, and they say it really works. Prostate Revive is an all-natural formula created by renowned medical doctor David Brownstein. Dr. Brownstein's Prostate Revive is the only supplement formulated to target the two main prostate problems. The results have just been amazing. And you can even read online the testimonials of many others who are shocked by the success of Prostate Revive. So don't take my word for it. Just give Prostate Revive a free test drive. That's right. They'll send you a risk-free 30-day trial supply. Just pay a small shipping charge and judge the results like thousands of others. Call today, 800-659-7384. That's 800-659-7384. Or go online to prostaterevive.com. That's prostaterevive.com or call 800-659-7384.
Tim, I want to give a little bit of background here. This is classified information most people have never heard before. The Bush crime family goes back actually to the 1920s in America. And during the war, Bush Sr.'s father actually was involved with trading with the enemy. That's more common knowledge. But in early 1930s, under the Nazi regime, they came up with an idea for a project called the Project Omega. And Project Omega was to actually create a super agency above all national security agencies of all countries on Earth. It was conceived by the Nazis during the Hitler administration by some of his senior advisors. And believe it or not, it was finalized and carried out by George Bush Sr. and completed in 1982. Project Omega is an underground facility that oversees all the agencies of every agency on Earth, and they actually are hacking into everybody's. They have, in other words, the Canadians so watching the British watching the Brazilians, and all this stuff percolates up to a higher level, so they literally, the super agency is managing and controlling the secret agencies, the shadow government of, excuse me, the shadow government of Earth is not the United Nations. The United Nations is a public punching bag, just like Obama's a punching bag for America. The real control is a super agency called Project Omega that runs all the secret agencies and all the governments on Earth, including Russia, China, and America. We have de facto world government, And it transcends beyond corporations because these secret agencies are directly integrated with transnational corporations and international banks and even the space chess of the dialectic of a battle between BRICS bank nations and non-BRICS nations and the IMF Lagarde declaring unilaterally on her own that China now is a world reserve currency on the dates of the Paris bombings in November. You have to understand what's going on here is that George Bush Sr. completed this project, which is an AI intelligence project, and its primary nodes and control centers are here in America. Just like I said before, the primary node for the Virtual World Project, which has sub-nodes in Jakarta, Indonesia, and also in other places like in Whitehall, England, et cetera, is America. The mark of the beast and the central control system, which was transplanted from Germany to America, which is the CIA and the, I call them no such agency or NSA, is Project Omega, and George Bush Sr., who is part of the Bush crime family, including Jeb Bush, Marvin Bush, who was watching 9/11 towers, and literally his last day of work was on 9/11. These people are directly managing the whole thing through Project Omega. Interesting, hey?
Well, yeah, I don't really know much about Project Omega.
You won't, because it's super classified. I'm one of the first people on Earth to actually mention this super classified project, which George Bush Sr. finished in 1982. People need to know that.
I do know that the United States replaced the British Empire as the principal enforcement arm for the global
cartel. It's just an extension, which is why I read today, and you put it up on your site, it's over on Drudge, that the first mayor of London, I call Londonistan, and I use that term over and over again, is a Muslim. Sadiq Khan, Britain's Labour Party candidate for mayor of London, okay? What people need to understand is Londonistan is why in the 1920s, with the collaboration of the British banks and the city of London that control the world economy, not New York. New York is the second arm, which is why these Baal gates were put in the square in London, as well as New York City and the so-called capital of Earth, which is New York. And what people need to understand, they made a dark alliance with Islam to use them as a tool to liquefy the culture of Europe and America and Australia, and to destroy our nation states and our borders so that the globalists will have trade zones and control the population.
Well, and also as a trigger point for the Third World War. Remember,
right. We're already in
Abe's letter.
We're already in the economic phase of World War III. We don't have to wait for it to happen. It's happening. And that's why even this...
For the hot phase, the military phase, which Albert Pike wrote about, he described, this was in the very late 1800s, in his letter, which was published, was on public display for many years till Rothschild got on the board of directors of the British Library. He described in perfect detail how World War One and World War Two would play out, the results, and all the social, political,
that's
cultural outcomes. And he also described the Third World War, and he said it would be a war between the Muslims and the Christians.
Now you found out some interesting facts there, Tim, that you mentioned on a previous show, that in fact when the curator of the museum became aware of this letter, and they made sure that their friend, the curator of the British Museum, which is one of the largest museums on Earth, pulled this letter years ago, didn't they?
Actually, it was the British Library, not the museum.
Yeah,
but
British Library.
Yeah, they both, and they don't even know where it's at. It just disappeared. But it was photographed. I mean, everybody, you know,
it was around for many, many decades.
Absolutely.
Yeah, lots of librarians and historians and authors know about this letter.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think? Project Omega, that's what they did, these characters.
How did you get wind of this? How do you know this?
Presidential-level security clearance working at U.S.-based Command Strategic Advanced Star Wars and the Virtual World Project at a presidential level above top secret. That's how. This is not something the public media are going to know.
And you get by with saying this and nobody's killed you yet?
Exactly.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah. I've only talked about 10% of what I know, but I released more classified information than any of the human beings ever drawn breath. More than Snowden or anybody else. When I traveled to 42 cities in Israel with Iridium Mark of the Beast videos and 10 hours of the day with Dr. Bill back in 1999, I released it even at that time, 17 years ago, more information than anybody who's ever lived, but since then I've released a lot more. And I know 90% more that I haven't even released. You wouldn't believe what I know. And I can't even tell. I can't even tell relatives because some of it's so weird and so.
That's StoneCityFarm.com, code natural for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tim, you know all these predictive programmers in the British that wrote books like Fahrenheit 451 and 1984 and so on? Many of them were connected to the intelligentsia of the British that were trying to set up empire, which was transitioned over to America, and Britain still is in a major control freak. People don't understand the City of London still controls a lot of the world finances and so on through the...
Because it's one of the primary residence centers for the Rothschild family.
Right. Now, here, and I'm going to describe some things about what they call the Virtual World Project. This week, Zuckerberg, they call the face of Facebook, who's a liar, is putting $2 billion of their money, he's got a lot of vast money, into what's called the new iPhone killer. And the iPhone killer is basically moving toward, firstly, a set of things that looks like you stick your cell phone in, you can get this virtual world, and you can do stuff. It's going to mutate in the next probably 5 to 6 years into where it'll be like Google Glasses. You put the glasses on, but it'll be much more sophisticated. It might be a contact lens, where they can't even see, but you can actually see not only a virtual world, put a keyboard and a screen out there, but do move your hands or have a virtual keyboard. That's going to mutate over the next probably 10 years into what's called a mind link, which basically means you'll have a magnetronic, non-liquid nitrogen cooled headband at the very least, And if you wear that headband, it directly interfaces your cortex, your visual and auditory cortex, directly to what's called the SuperNet. The computing capacity, which means basically they can hack into your consciousness, know what your thoughts are. You can directly look at things. You can open up the doors of your house a half mile before you get home. You can order groceries and have it delivered. You can literally connect to people on a mind link level, emotional level, even have what we call cyber sex, where people will actually have digital sex across the SuperNet. And people say, that can't happen, Dr. Deagle. Well, I took care of employees, some of them up to 6 years.
Actually, there was a movie that, I can't remember the movie, well, but let me finish this thought
so that people get an idea, and I'll show you how horrifying this is going to get. That when I met with one of the first engineers that I met, in 1998, after I'd been at the U.S. Space Command Strategic Defense Star Wars and the Virtual World Project, he met in 1998 and he actually, gave me their plans for the Mark of the Beast. Well, I'd already been at these projects and been taking care of employees for years, okay? What people need to start grasping is they have the tolerance down to 1.5 centimeters, not only in horizontal dimension, which they do for GPS to find your where your car is going, but vertical dimensions. And every building and roadway has been digitally copied. Like, for example, when you see these Google vehicles driving along your streets and making a digital copy of your home and your business and so on, they have it actually down to a tolerance of 1.5 centimeters, and they have a virtual copy of World I call Sim World. They have it's called a Virtual World Project, not the Matrix. And everybody in it is a node, N-O-D-E. You're not a person, you're a node, and you're tied to a database of every phone, fax, and email in every language. For example, the phone system brought into China was brought in under the No Such Agency or NSA, and every phone conversation in either Northern Chinese or Cantonese has been hacked into, and every single database and every computer system on Earth is being monitored by Project Omega and the NSA. Okay? You need to understand that
AT&T was set up along military lines.
Let me explain where this is all going. It's so bad.
Decades ago.
We have life extension. I just talked yesterday to Dr. Ron Klatz, the head of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And 3 years ago, he went to the World Economic Forum, and they had a number of people there from these anti-aging institutes that were trying to push transhumanism, but they're trying to anti-aging technology. In fact, they're trying to outlaw it in every country on Earth. And if 3 years ago they'd done this, all the countries would have taken this World Economic Forum data and gone back to try to not only suppress anti-aging life extension, which I'm one of the chief teachers in the Anti-Aging Academy, they wanted to outlaw it, that if you did it, you're going to go to jail. Okay? And the reason why is real simple. They can't tolerate people that, say, are healthy at 100 or 110 or 150. They can't tolerate people beating their great-grandchildren at 200 years of age. It'll completely revolutionize what society is and what people are when they have dynastic wealth, because all their bills are paid off. They own their home. They've traveled around the world. They got their 12th PhD. They're still running races at 150 and winning chess.
They remember.
They remember everything now.
Personal memory. You see old guys like us? You know, you're 64, I'm 65. We remember when America was the industrial powerhouse.
They have two.
And when we have morality.
They have two seats in the church in Georgia, the country of Georgia, south of Russia, that have two seats. You have to be 100 years of age, and you have to be cognitively aware to sit in those parliamentary seats. You cannot sit in them unless you're at least 100. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Isn't that interesting? There's 1 in 35 people lives to be 100 in their country, 100 times more than in America or any other Western nation, and I know why. Because they have various things that are present in their food. The first thing, they have kefir yogurt, which is throughout those areas in Asia, but that helps a lot.
I was just going to say that, yes.
Right, but the most important thing they have in their diet is a thing called indium, which is why we have indiumese, which is the next technology there. And what I'm doing is I'm presenting a paper this November to the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine called The Biophoton Theory of Aging, Disease, and Biological Systems. And I presented the first parts of this as with quantum energy transfer equations 34 years ago to the biophysics department of the University of Calgary and a number of PhDs and medical specialists. So I thank God I never published it, because they would have weaponized something much worse than what I found out later. They had created directed energy weapons they put in the Gulf War 1 and 2, which are terahertz collimated beams. So that the A-10 Apache helicopters and the M1 Abrams tank had them. If they hit you, they made your chromosome 16 release peroxisomes and lysosomes. You started nauseating and vomiting. Within 15 minutes, you got cardiac arrhythmias and start bleeding from every orifice, and your tissues liquefy and you die. You die hard, really hard. and you could beam these 6 miles right through the side of a cave or a building, and people would know what's wrong with them. But they'd get sick as hell within minutes and couldn't do anything, couldn't operate machinery, fight, fire guns, do anything. Now, what I'm saying in the Virtual World Project, and this is something that people find, you know, like the movie Coma, this is scary stuff. They don't want life extension technology. They want transhumanism. And the reason why is they want to actually offer to people, after they vastly reduce the population with war, pestilence, and economic chaos, that you can literally put what's called in a virtual rack, literally put into suspended animation, and you can live for hundreds of years in a cyber world where your consciousness is hacked into what's called a cyber copy of Earth. They're working on this right now. Did you know that? And there's scientists not just here but in China and elsewhere trying to get a cybernetic copy of Earth, so people will be going to these giant facilities, kept in suspended
animation. Star Trek had something very similar to that.
Right. Well, you need to know they're actually working on it. Now, they don't want human beings becoming a galactic civilization and an agent for good, doing the will of the Most High God. And because if you actually face the music, you know, I don't believe in the foolishness, you know, Eddie Meyer and his stuff with the Pleiadians and Semyazi, which, by the way, Semyazi is the name of one of the highest level, what's called the demonic sexual warrior demons. Did you know that, Semyazi? And you can actually find it in 1535, Book of Demonology by James Weir, published in Britain in 1535. So what people need to start understanding, there are worlds out there. We have a very vast universe. If you take the Drake equation and so on, over the last billion years, there's probably been at least 100 million civilizations in our small spiral galaxy. And there's more galaxies in our local universe than grains of sand on every beach in the world. So if you don't think a vast universe controlled by an infinite and absolutely omniscient God who is beyond time and dimensions, people have no idea how big God is or how loving and how omniscient he is. They have no idea. They got no idea that we are literally his children, but while collectively we're the wife of God, we're going to give God children if we serve him, and we are the New Jerusalem. And where we're going is they want to cut us off. We literally have a galactic abortionist called Lucifer and his minions here on Earth, the globalists, who want to make sure he terminate the human race or put us in racks in cyber world, in a cybernetic world, or connect us to the supernet so we become totally obedient to the upper class like Gattaca, that are genetically and cybernetically enhanced to have super intelligence and are connected as transhumans, where they become literally a transfer of their consciousness into a cybernetic array of supercomputers. People say, that can't happen. I say, you know what? I have skill sets. I could do it, but I won't, because I know it's malevolently evil beyond imagination. But I can tell you there's lots of smart people like me that can do it and don't have any compunction to not do it. Okay?
We're headed towards a lot of things, but I tell you what, I don't think that world will actually come.
Oh, it won't happen. But this is their wet dream of Satan and his minions here on Earth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, when the Virtual World Project, and you go to Deagle, DEAGEL, not LE, .com, which is a military site, they actually predict by 2025, 9 years from now, America will only have 65 million people living in the United States. From the current number, estimated at 317 million, that doesn't include necessarily all of the illegals or others that are here. And that means a lot of either people are going to leave the country or leave life. They're going to die. And there's only going to be 12 super cities of 5 million plus. It's like, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding. But no, they've met many dozens of times with Obama because the globalists are planning this. Now, they're mostly super cities in the central United States. There are no coastal populations, according to this plan.
You're actually talking about the UN, what is it, Project Century 21?
Right. But you have to understand that they have all of the mineral resources and the underground water resources are already deeded over to the United Nations, already of every nation on Earth. One of the last ones before Milosevic was removed from power from Yugoslavia was Yugoslavia, because they also had mica and other special minerals used for missile guidance systems and advanced electronics. But he was one of the last nations to refuse to take the United
All this
nations.
Sounds like a totally demonic.
Yeah, you got to understand what you have to understand is
a nightmare.
What you have to understand is the intelligence of these evil maniacs that are doing this is beyond the usual human mortal mind, and it's beyond even what I call sci-fi thrillers. You know, hey, no, this can't happen. You know. No, let me tell you. I'll tell you facts that are so far beyond the pale of any crazy big blockbuster movie that you have, and these are really happening. We are interacting with events.
Guess what? I'll tell you something else. God is is in charge.
Exactly. Now, the point is, we as Christians need to we need to control Mr. Trump, who's also what I call a marginal, what we call baby Christian. We need to control our politicians who are our servants. We need to make sure that evil monsters like Obama is removed from office and probably should be impeached before he starts something like a major terrorist activity on American soil, because he could preempt elections. The goal is maybe to decide, hey, we're going to go 9/11 on Obama, and we're going to make him a big hero before he leaves office, but we're going to give a domestic security bill. So if you don't carry your cell phone with Velcro or have a tracker chip or tattoo or biometrics to let you get into a building, you're not getting into a federal building or a stadium or a shopping center. And if you think that people will beg for it, if 50,000 Americans die in Islamic terror on American soil, all the civil detention camps will be filled with every Muslim that's ever come into this country. And Americans will be terrified to go anywhere, including
and
a public
people
stadium.
People like Bill Deagle and Tim Alexander.
Right. They'll be
because
terrified.
We tell the truth.
They'll be terrified of going into any public place for fear of being blown up with a nail bomb, radiological, or biological weapon.
And every one of them will be a false flag.
But they all are, of course. That's why I tell people, you know, that's why there's a professor now down in Florida that did his own research and backed up the work of... No one died in Sandy Hook. And he literally, they removed him from his position as a professor at a university because he actually publicly said that he had found evidence this was true, that Sandy Hook was a false flag.
Well, yeah, Sandy Hook had been closed for 2 years before that. They had really bad asbestos problems.
Yeah, they're sick problems, sick buildings.
Mean, look,
and then I've had people that are knuckleheads that have emailed and said, Dr. Deagle, we know people that have died. So give me their names. Give me their medical reports. Prove to me that why there were no evidence of ambulances, air ambulance, or other people, firefighters, and we had actors on site that were at other false flags, okay? Excuse me. And again, having been on the inside and having been death threatened from Oklahoma City from the Murrow Building as a special op examiner, and having been fired on the spot and have to insist on getting a check and a letter of reference, I don't take any quarter from idiots to think that the government doesn't do evil. For example, Odigo, which is a messaging company from Israel, got a notice in advance. My wife's cousin, their people got a message in advance at what's called Amex in the towers, and her husband were both masters MBAs, and she, this is my wife's cousin, she was out of the building up in their home in north of New York City at their summer home, and he was in the north part of Manhattan Island. They both thought each other had died in the World Trade Center because they got a message, don't be in the towers on this particular date. Because if everybody was in the towers, it wouldn't have been 3,000 dead. It would be more like 15,000 to 25,000 dead, including in the mall below. So what people need to grasp is a war game simulation. This is the first thing they need to know, where they're putting false icons with U.S. Base Command and NORAD on the screen. And I know the guys personally who were doing it. So I'm the only one who said that it was a war game, the only one.
Let's look at it this way. You've got 210-story buildings plus World Trade Tower number 7, which I think was 47 stories.
Right.
Okay. Now, and which wasn't hit by an airplane. Now, the fire from these impact of these planes caused their collapse. Well, there's a few problems with that. One has never happened before or since. There have been
Let me insert something.
Collapse due to fire.
Let me insert something. Okay,
secondly,
I'm an expert.
They collapse straight down at a good point, speed, which is not possible.
Okay, let me insert something.
And
it's
thirdly,
important.
Why wasn't the rubble pile about 40 or more stories high?
That's good, but let me insert something extremely important. I want to get your response on this. What they did, if you take GPS jet fuel, because I'm an expert on chemistry and munitions, etc., and you put it on your hand, what do you think is going to happen if you put GPS and light it on your hand? What's going to happen?
I don't want to try it.
It's not going to hurt you at all. It's just going to sit there and burn. Did you know that? Do you know that GPS jet fuel in the nozzle of a super high-speed jet is 1,800 degrees from proper air and combustible mixture in the jet nozzle? But on your hand, it's not hot enough to even burn your flesh if it's just sitting there.
Oh, you're okay.
It was just sitting on your hand.
Essentially, kerosene.
Right.
Fuel is almost pure kerosene with just a couple
other components. Diketopiperazine and a few other things that amplify its oxidative stress ratio, etc. So what people need to understand here is that these buildings had 2.5 inches of asbestos on 6-foot-wide girders. That in order to vaporize it to an atomic vapor, they had to be hit with X-rays from micro-nukes at a number of what we call terajoules of energy per picosecond to turn them into an atomic vapor at 50 to 100,000 degree temperature. That can openly happen with nukes. I had the U.S. geological data that the government generated to the USGS, and the USGS hid the data in such a way that unless you're an expert in nuclear radiochemistry like I am, you couldn't analyze it. I did, and I found almost 40 anomalies that proved that they used nukes, and they used RDX to cut the outside joists of the building, not super thermite like the Professor Jones, supported by A.J. Alex Jones. Alex Jones got vilely angry at me because I tore apart his professor who pretended he knew all this stuff because he was a disinformation op. And the fact is that I presented the only data, and the company where I presented this data in the Vancouver 9/11 conference, and there were five talks I gave, including on depleted uranium and how it affected things like the hexose monophosphate shunt and GLUT4 transporter and other specific metabolic pathways. I presented this data. I had to threaten to sue the video company out of Oregon, and it took me 6 months to get my videos from the conference because they tried to stop it. You're not going to stop me, people. I am the whistleblower among whistleblowers. I know 1,000 times more than Snowden and all these things about 9/11. You need to face the music. Your government did it to you. And they want to do something worse, very possibly this year. God help us.
Well, this is the year.
Yeah.
The year from hell.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
This is the end. Hold your breath and count to ten. Feel the earth move and then.
We're on the break. We were talking about my little journey, I think about a year and a half through LAX. And as I traveled through there, I started doing a dance and saying, I'm not going through that terahertz scan. And I said, well, why not? I said, do you girls have a dosimetry tags on your shirts there? Well, why would we have that? I said, because this is giving off radiation. You want to get cataracts or skin cancer or maybe deeper in your organs? What? I said, I'm an environmental specialist. I teach in the academy. I said, I'll tell you what, you can do a body search, you can do a cavity search, you can pat me down and dance. I said, but just don't squeeze too hard. They say, get the hell out of here, Deagle. And I was saying it so loud because I have a voice where I do not need a PA system. So I'm in this area where there's hundreds of people around and going like, whoa. And you can see the TSA scanner people crossing their legs to cover their genitals up and think, oh, my. And my wife's saying, Bill, shut up. And I'm thinking, not likely. You know, she does a Bill Shut Up thing all the time, right?
Yeah,
I don't have restraint. I'm like a three-year-old that's grown another 61 years, and I don't have any restraint. So as I say, I don't ask people questions. I ask them questions, like my Viking
I get in trouble in museums. I like to touch stuff.
Well, it's not a matter of touching. I like to get the answers. I don't want people to think they're going to manipulate or get away with stuff. And I found this through medical school, residency, everywhere I go, right from primary school. I remember grade one, Sister Marie Blackie said, Dr., you know, Bill Deagle, in the back, I had my hand up. She just told a story to the kids about how we're little angels. We come down and get bodies. And I said, Miss Sister Marie Blackie, your story you've told the children is a figment of your productive imagination. She said, Bill Deagle, out in the hall. And she strapped me, and she was huffing and puffing. She said, is that enough, Billy? I said, I don't know. Are you tired yet? And she met me when I was in fourth year medical school, and she had, by the way, left the nunnery, and she had five kids. She said, I remember you, Billy Deagle. I've never met anybody like you, man. I knew you were going to do something. Now you're a doctor. I said, I don't know where you're going, but anybody better get out of the way. As I say, I'm a space-time intellectual anomaly. And it's not that, like, I think I'm smarter than everybody. The most important thing is not the person who thinks they know everything, but the person who can ask the best questions. You got to pursue the truth like a wild animal pursuing a bleeding prey.
Well, it is important to be analytical.
And also be teachable. Like, I can have a woman with grade three who makes a good point and say, you know, you got a point. So I'm teachable, but you better have the facts and the logic. And if you think ad hominem attacks are going to do anything to my character, not likely. You can see all kinds of horrifying...
I had an uncle that used to say, you can learn something from anyone, no matter who they are. Yeah, rich or poor, young or old, male or female, black, white.
Oh, yeah, every day I wake up and I wonder how ignorant am I, and I can learn from my daughter with Down syndrome or my wife who's a thousand times more social than I am. I have the social skills of a pet rock, and she's like a social super genius. I have people all the time that I consult with while they're presenting their horrifying problems.
You have the social skills of a mongoose in a cobra party.
Only the cobras aren't going to do well with me.
Yeah, that's right. Folks, get right with God.
Yeah.
2016 is going to be a heck of a year, yeah. I'm afraid.
Laugh, pray, and make sure that these politicians, including Trump, don't get away with anything.
That's
Take
right.
care, everybody. We'll do a recap afterwards. We'll be back in a few minutes when we do our recap with Tim, the Tim. That was a really good out-of-the-park analysis you did there, Tim.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2000. 800-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.